Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Calm and Confident. Today we're diving into something seriously called nature therapy, or as some folks call it, ecotherapy. Ever felt that instant calm washing over you when you step outside? Like the world just slows down a notch, and all those worries seem to melt away. Yet that's not just wishful thinking, friends. There's actual science behind why spending time in nature is like hitting the reset button on your mental health. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Dylan, I work all day, barely have time for a nap, let alone a hike in the woods. But trust me, even a quick walk around the block can make a difference. And we're not just talking about feeling good in the moment. Research shows that regular nature therapy can actually reduce anxiety, improve mood, and boost focus. Think of it as your secret weapon for conquering those mental Mondays and surviving the daily grind. So, let's break down five key takeaways on why getting out there is a game changer. First up, nature acts like a natural stress reliever. Ever notice how tension just seems to loosen when you're surrounded by trees, fresh air, and maybe even some birds chirping? That's because being in nature lowers your cortisol levels, the hormone that's directly linked to stress. It's like hitting the pause button on your body's alarm system. Second, nature therapy helps us reconnect with ourselves. In today's world, we're constantly bombarded with information and demands. We're always on, always connected. But being in nature gives us a chance to unplug and simply be present. You know that feeling when you're hiking and lose track of time because you're so engrossed in the sights and sounds around you? That's mindfulness in action, folks. Third, nature boosts creativity. Ever had a brilliant idea during a walk in the park? There's a reason for that. Studies show that spending time in green spaces can spark our imagination and help us think more creatively. So next time you're facing a creative block, ditch the office and head outside. Inspiration might be waiting just around the corner. Fourth, nature therapy improves physical health. I know we're focusing on mental well-being today, but remember that our minds and bodies are deeply connected. Heading outside for a walk or a bike ride not only benefits your mental health, but it also gets your heart pumping, strengthens your muscles, and improves your overall fitness. It's a win-win. Finally, nature therapy fosters a sense of connection to something larger than ourselves. Whether you're gazing at the stars on a clear night or watching the sunrise over a mountain range, being in nature reminds us that we're part of something bigger and more beautiful than ourselves. This sense of interconnectedness can bring a profound sense of peace and purpose. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this: you're stuck in traffic, feeling stressed and frustrated. Your mind is racing, your shoulders are tense, and you just want to scream. But then, as you approach your exit, you notice a park just off the road. Instead of driving straight home, you take a detour, pull over, and spend 15 minutes walking among the trees. The fresh air fills your lungs, the sounds of birds chirping soothe your nerves, and the sunlight warms your skin. As you walk, you start to feel the tension melt away. You're calmer, more focused, and ready to tackle whatever comes next. That's the power of nature therapy. Remember, folks, taking care of your mental health isn't just about medication or therapy, it's about making conscious choices that support your well-being. And one of the simplest yet most effective ways to do that is by getting out into nature. So, lace up those sneakers, grab a friend, and go for a walk. You deserve it. The key takeaways here are simple. Nature reduces stress, helps us reconnect with ourselves, boosts creativity, improves physical health, and fosters a sense of connection. Think of these benefits as your daily dose of mental vitamin C. Now, I want to hear from you. What's your favorite way to enjoy nature? Share it in the comments below or tag us on social media. Let's build a community of nature lovers who support each other's well-being. And don't forget to subscribe and hit that notification bell so you never miss an episode of Calm and Confident. Until next time, keep it real, stay confident, and remember, nature is your best friend.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.